Saturday morning, how are you? It's Trina. Now, we're well and truly into Christmas party season. Irish Sunday Mirror journalist Siobhan O'Connor, my old pal, is on the line. Hiya, Siobhan.
Hi, my old pal. You're not hungover today, Trina. Obviously, you're working hard.
I don't drink, Siobhan, and I'm delighted that you have joined the club. So, yeah. I saw an interesting post you put up about how you've given up the booze, and not just, you know, the way a lot of people, they do it for dry January, but you've done this before Christmas.
Yeah, well, you're right, Trina, what you say about dry January. I've done that loads, and I've done Sober October and all that jazz. And a lot of people do kind of, I don't know what they do for November, you know, for the month of November before Christmas, giving up as well. And I've done that a lot. But then you always know you're going to go back to have your few glasses of wine at a party or whatever. So I did it a few months back as a health kick. I didn't like hangovers anymore, you know, on a Saturday with kids or Sunday, if you had a few glasses of wine the night before, waking up feeling kind of groggy. Not necessarily like years back when we used to go out and do the dog on it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it just doesn't, kids and hangovers don't mix.
They don't, no. And your weekend feels like it's just wasted, doesn't it?
Yeah, totally. Mm. But then there is this kind of the Irish solution to the Irish problem. Let's just have another drink. So you can't really get away from it here. You've got funerals, you've got soirees, you've got nights out, you've got the communions, you've got the confirmation, you've got the clubs, you know, after a session of like cricket or, you know, who plays cricket? Well, my kids do. Or, you know, there was the Friday night cricket, everyone's having a few drinks. There was the GA matches, everyone has a few drinks. So it is quite inextricably linked to Irish society. When you say you're off it for a month, oh, well done, great, we'll go back on the party scene after that.
Yeah.
But when you say you do it, and then you start it, and then you just find, oh my God, there's another way. there's another life.
Yeah, well, I gave up the booze. Now, I sound like I'm not an alcoholic in any way, by the way, but I gave up drinking about 10 years ago because, like that, the hangovers were just like, I think I suffered from like alcohol poisoning or something, and I just couldn't do it. And that was even before children. I found it too much, and yeah. I kind of got my weekends back. And I liked that so much, I kind of felt like it wasn't worth it for me. And I can go on a night out and just have a soft drink or whatever. But Christmas party season is a real tough one for people. And I'm even thinking about our own Christmas party is coming up in a week's time. And I'm going, God, if I'm not drinking, they're all going to be saying, oh, is she pregnant or is she? You know, you can never just say, I don't drink or I'm not drinking. There's pressure there from other people, isn't there?
Yeah, and I wish more people would actually say it. Because I've said it and the reaction, Trina, has been borderline hysterical meets fanatical meets, oh my God.
People are so shocked if you say you don't drink. It's like as if there's something wrong with you.
They think there's something wrong and I find that quite comical. I was at something there last week and it was a big fancy dinner and it was gorgeous and, you know, I arrived in and I kind of like arriving the same way as I leave now. Because, you know, the way, like, you don't realise that you're tipsy sometimes. And maybe you have been that person. So I arrived anyway and some of the people I knew there were like, are you still not drinking wine? Because I was having what was obviously looking like a sparkling water.
Yeah.
And the minute I got into the event, it was sort of like a nice dinner-y style event. I was handed a glass of Prosecco and I just handed the Prosecco back. And the barman was like, oh, really? That's so interesting. And I was like, well, I just want the sparkling water. So he was very nice, the barman. And he said, would you like ice and lemon and would you like lime? And I thought, that's lovely. Because sometimes when you're not drinking, you just get a plain glass of water. And what I've noticed as well, if you go to things, sometimes in media, when we go to things, they don't even have sparkling water. You have to go buy it.
Like what you say, when you go to a wedding or an event and say if there is a free drink, there's a glass of champagne. There is never an option for somebody who's not drinking or somebody who might be, you know, maybe they do drink, but they're driving that night or whatever. There's never an option. You're made to feel like you're kind of, it's like the vegans from years ago. There was never an option for them.
I know. And there's a great podcast, Trina, called Sober Curious. If anyone's really interested in maybe trying it out, there's a girl called Ruby Warrington. And she's been peddling the Sober Curious movement for years. And it's lovely if you want to kind of dip into it and see what this is all about. But anyway, at the end of the night, that night anyway, they were all tearing into their Prosecco and their vino. And I just jumped into, actually I did get a taxi that night because I didn't have the car, jumped in and felt fabulous, said my goodbyes and left the dinner the way I came. And just the feeling of empowerment the next day.
Yeah.
It's incredible to wake up, as you know, if you're off drinks for 10 years, Trina, well done you.
Yeah.
It's great waking up the next day and just kind of knowing you had that bit of fun, you had that night out, but you weren't waking up feeling groggy.
Can I ask you, did you feel like you were still great crack though? Because sometimes I do feel, because you know when everyone around you is drinking, I kind of feel, oh God, I must be a real drip around them.
I know.
That way.
I know. And even when I wrote my Sunday Mirror column, my Instagram, when RSVP Live, the column goes up there as well, my Instagram was dinging on Sunday morning with everyone following me. They must have been hungover. But I have to say, you do feel, when you walk into the room first, you do feel that 16-year-old self of, oh, a little bit of nerve. And then you suddenly go, nobody really cares now that they're all drinking. They've all forgotten that you're not.
Yeah.
And you kind of feel, okay, it's just that first moment, I think, isn't it, really?
Yeah. So have you got tips then how to navigate this Christmas party season? Say if you are going to an event or something, how to get round it if you don't want to drink and you don't want to feel pressured into drinking?
Yeah, the first thing I think is, if they're just going to a pub, I would recommend going for the 00. There's so many options now. They've 00 drinks galore. I won't name names, but you know the beers that are non-alcoholic. Yeah. If you like those, they're great because when you go in, you can just put it into the glass and nobody sees any different. Or the non-alcoholic wine, try those. They're grand, but they're very sweet. But they're good too. But most pubs just have the non-alcoholic beers. If you don't like that, go to the bar and order a sparkling water, but ask them to put the lime and the lemon in and in a fancy glass, because nobody will question that. They'll just think you're drinking vodka or gin.
If
you want to kind of avoid those questions, another great one is, I'm driving, great to see you all, just going to have my sparkling water. That always works. If you want,
but hang on, though, you'll always get somebody who'll say, ah, would you leave the car, collect it tomorrow.
And then you say, no, early morning with the kids, can't
right,
do that.
Okay. Yeah.
The kids are always a great excuse, Trina. Just to avoid the are you pregnant question as well. I mean, I was at my sister's hen there in the summer and I was drinking non-alcoholic Prosecco, but they could see the bottle, some of the girls at it, and they were like, are you hiding something from us? No, just want to do a different way of living, just don't like hangovers anymore. And they all started laughing. So, I mean, you can have a laugh about it as well. The other thing is, a great tip, Trina, is to adopt the president's wife demeanor, which means mingle around the room, work your way at the top, go from person to person. Oh, I just saw somebody over there. I have to go over and say a quick word to them. So nobody starts having too much of a focus on what you're drinking then, and you can just kind of mingle around. Now, obviously, if you're in in-depth conversation, you might not want to leave that particular person that you're chatting to. But I find, what I've found is, when I'm not drinking, very, very quickly, everybody starts to talk quite a lot of drivel, and they tend to repeat themselves. Not everybody, but if people are repeating themselves, it's nice to just mingle around the room. If it's a Christmas soiree, you're not going to be having an in-depth chat. Also, planning a nice outfit before you go out is great. Takes the focus off that first drink. Looking well, maybe treating yourself to a manicure or pedicure before you go, because not a pedicure in winter, maybe a little manicure or a little bit of something nice for yourself, because you're not going to be spending money on overpriced drinks, so you can afford to treat yourself.
Do you slink off early then before the night is over, or would you stay till the end?
I've often said to myself, I'm going to go into this and I'm going to leave early, but then I've had such good fun that I stay. But what I love is just leaving, and because because a lot of them are having their drinks, their beverages of alcoholic kind, they're generally not looking. So you can just sort of
do a Houdini out the door.
And you can just go and just feel fabulous. So I think arrive looking fabulous and leave looking fabulous is my best tip.
Yeah. Another thing, I was talking about this, I'm doing Slimming World at the moment, and obviously alcohol is just so bad when it comes to calories and all. So, you know, if you're on a slimming journey like I am, trying to desperately lose the weight, the last thing I want to do, like, I love food, okay? So I think if I'm going to use up calories, I'd rather use it on food than alcohol. And we were talking about this in the class the other night with Jackie, my lovely leader, and, you know, I was saying, God, I'm a little bit worried. They ask you kind of, how are you going to get on next week? How's the week ahead looking for you? I said, I'm a bit worried because I have a work Christmas party coming up, and, you know, I don't want to ruin my weight loss. I don't want to ruin it by having alcohol, because if I have the alcohol, then I'll be picking at the finger food platters and, oh, it'll just be absolute mayhem.
Absolutely. And since I've quit alcohol there for a good few months, I noticed my food choices are better.
Yeah.
I've dropped a stone.
If you're hungover, you eat crap, and if you're on the way home, you'll suddenly feel hungry and you'll be getting a takeaway or chips or whatever. Yeah. But
I don't want to be a killjoy. It is the part of the season. So people, if they want to drink responsibly, that's great. But I do feel that there is sort of a bit more of a movement towards acceptance of people that don't want to drink. And, you know, just for that tip, Trina, you know, I train to be a personal trainer and I love fitness. Just to let you know, a really good tip, if you do not want to mill into the platters before you go out, sounds boring, but eat something like a bit of fruit before you go out with a bit of nuts or a salad, and you won't gorge on the crap when you
yeah,
get there.
Yeah. Well, just come back to what Jackie was saying. She was saying, you know, if you don't want to drink on the night and you don't want people thinking that you're a drip because you're not drinking, or you like, I know we shouldn't care what other people think, but people do start asking the questions.
Yeah.
She was saying, go up and get your Slimline tonic or whatever. And some places actually have non-alcoholic gin, which I believe is actually quite nice. Get your Slimline tonic or whatever you're drinking and put it into a, ask for a gin glass. So
absolutely,
if you're drinking out of a gin glass, nobody is going to assume that you're having a soft drink.
Nobody will question it.
Yeah.
And if you do sort of want to still have a few drinks at the Christmas party and not be snog at the boss at the end of the night, another great tip is to just mix it with 00s. So, you know, go up and have your one gin and then switch to your 00 gin next.
And then the next morning, go for a 10K run.
And then go for a 10K run and feel fabulous. You know, I do think it's changing, Trina, and I do think people are more kind of open to maybe new possibilities. I don't think we're as boozed up Ireland as we used to be.
I'm delighted we're having this discussion today because I'm sure there's people listening and they all feel the same. They don't necessarily want to be drinking at their party, but they feel pressured into it. So yeah, I've definitely got some ideas there, Siobhan, and I think I'm going to stick to my guns and I'm not going to feel pressured into having it, because like you, I've got a smallie to get up with the next morning at the crack of dawn. Kids don't care if you're hungover. They want you up and out and doing things with them. Yeah, I think we have to just stop caring about what other people are saying or thinking, because everyone's in a different situation as well. You don't know, like, they might not have children, young children to get up for, or, you know, people have different reasons for doing what they do. So yeah, acceptance, I love
on,
it.
Trina, and you're right, changing that chatter in our heads of what other people think. I think we're old enough and bold enough now to decide what we want to do ourselves. And you know, Santa is going to have a whole new meaning this year, because we're going to be so ready for him. And it's going to be ho, ho, ho all the way. We're going to feel fabulous and empowered getting up on Christmas morning.
Siobhan, you're a legend. I hope to see you over Christmas. We'll be there with our tonic waters, the two of us. Thanks, Siobhan.
Trina.
There is Irish Sunday Mirror journalist Siobhan O'Connor. It is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.